Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 688. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht. Recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the thrilling kitty cat, is on the floor beside me. So, and it's normally about the time I would clean his litter box. It's late. It's like almost 7 at night, so he's probably going to be freaking out before too long. I'm a little out of it. That's why I'm like coming out of the gate a little rough. This is going to be a rough one. But I'm determined. I'm gonna push on through. I'm gonna break on through to the other side. Like Jim Morrison once said. He's breaking on through to the other side. God damn, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, totally fucking up the intro. Just completely got me off my game. This is actually like the fucking, like, I don't know, fourth or fifth time I've started tonight. Having issues with the new PC. It works great if I use the original hard drive that's in it for the boot drive. But I wanted access to, you know, all my stuff on my other hard drives. And so, I didn't even change the boot drive, actually. When I put in, I've got all my old hard drives now in the PC. I managed to get the large SATA SSD that I had with all my VR porn, but that was also what I had been using as a boot drive. Which, come to think of it, like before I had like a smaller drive that just had Windows on it, that would have been a lot easier, I think, to use that as a boot drive than partitioning the other one. I didn't think that the power supply in the tower had another SATA cable. I think it probably did. I just didn't realize there was. I'm a little confused with that stuff. You know, I don't deal with plugging in hard drives to power supplies much. But I did figure it out in this PC that yes, there was more SATA cables. At first, I didn't see the SATA cables. I saw the place on the motherboard to hook up the SATA cable to and then connect it to the drive. Found that was real easy. I knew that, you know, obviously if they're going to give you that, then they have to have some power supply for that. And the first time looking around, I didn't see it. I knew that it had like five lines of wire there, you know, five wires coming out of it. I thought they were all colored generally, but I guess not. Some of them are just black. And I somehow didn't see the SATA cables before. I think what threw me off is because in one line of power supply cables is that you have the SATA and then also the like older one connector. And I forgot the term for it. But you'll have several different things. And yeah, somehow I fucked it up. But I got that hard drive in there and I was able to access my VR porn. But the problem was when I put that other hard drive in there, it automatically switched that to the boot drive. And it's just not booting very well off that drive. It is not operating very well. So I'm hoping that I can find some way to, you know, I've just now switched it back to booting off the original hard drive that was in this PC when I bought it. And it's booting up great now and it's working great, but I don't have all my settings that I had in Windows and I don't have quite access to all my files. What's annoying, you got BitLocker that encrypts drives now. And you have to go in and put in your BitLocker code to unlock drives, which is long code. And then you gotta, you can copy and paste if you have, thankfully I have access to my drive now, but I'm hoping I can just switch, turn my users, because I have stuff set up for the users. I use HearSphere on my VR headset, the Oculus Quest 2, and I set up a second user that is able to watch files off the PC, and I'm hoping, just hoping, that I can make that work with without having to go through and redo all my shit. But we'll see. We'll see. I think it would be best if I was able to like transport my settings and certain files from the Windows of the old boot drive to this one, and then delete Windows off the old drive. But, you know, I don't know. That might be a pain in the ass. I might fuck some shit up in the process. I'm not that savvy when it comes to this shit, obviously. But hey, it's recording now. It's recording now. And I was trying to record again. I started several times out of the gate when I had booted off the other drive, and it was pausing a lot, being all janky and not wanting to work, you know, not wanting to work, which is me right now. I don't feel like working at all. I've been pretty out of it, but, you know, such is life. You gotta pay those bills. But anyway, yeah, there's a good chance I'm going to pause quite a few times throughout this recording to disappear and, you know, go blow my nose or something, or have to piss. I do have a big bottle of Gatorade next to me, keeping the fluids in and, what have you. But yeah, it's almost Halloween. I believe next Friday is Halloween. A fucking great day to have like Halloween on a Friday. It's, you know, Fridays and Saturdays are the days to have Halloween. Although nowadays, I think, you know, for trick-or-treating, I think, you know, most kids do like, at least around this area, they like to do the trunk-or-treats, which they just schedule those on the weekends throughout October, which is awfully nice, you know, make it a lot easier on the parents. You know, everybody's got to work. And then to do it at a time that's convenient to where you don't have to take off work because you were out all night fucking trick-or-treating with your kids. So, you know, it's the trunk-or-treats seem, you know, like the way to go. But, you know, I think that a lot of people are going to go out this this Halloween because of it being on a Friday, so that'll be exciting. I just got to remember to get home before it turns dark, so I don't have to deal with the traffic from Halloween. I'm going to, I imagine, watch some more horror films on the old projector. You know, recently I have watched some horror films. Friday the 13th, Part 3, that is where Jason Voorhees gets his mask. I did watch, of course, The Shining, the original Shining. Not the Stephen King version of The Shining, which, you know, he wrote the book and then later on put out his own version of it. I watched the Stanley Kubrick Shining, which is epic on a projector. And of course I did Evil Dead 1 and 2. I don't think I watched Army of Darkness yet on there. But that one's more of the comedy aspect. I mean, there are some horror elements to it, but it's real hard in the comedy area. But, you know, I love me some Bruce Campbell. Love me some Bruce Campbell. And, yeah, I think when I first got the projector, I did watch Nightmare on Elm Street, but that was a while ago now. I do need to go back and maybe watch Nightmare 3 or something, like the Dream Warriors. That's classic. I haven't gone through, like, the whole film, like all of the films in a while. I have them all on DVD, which was a big thing. I remember being as a kid, and when like Freddy's Dead came out, I had my life's goal was to get every Nightmare on Elm Street on VHS. That was a goal. I wanted every Nightmare on Elm Street on VHS, and I don't think I ever got them all on VHS. I had quite a few of them. But once they put out collections of them, you know what? I might have had it on VHS. Either way, I definitely have them all on DVD, one of those collector sets. Or that makes it sound fancy. It's just, it's like one box, one little DVD case that's got like all six movies or whatever. The original ones with Robert Englund in it, not the new one. Not that new shitty one. I think Freddy's Dead might be in there. I don't recall. But I do also, you know, I have the original on Blu-ray, which was a... They did a really good job on transferring that one. That looks sharp. I just love the original Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, I love me some Robert Englund. That's who I was, of course. Every Halloween growing up as a kid, I wanted to be Freddy Krueger. I would, of course, take a black leather glove and tape butter knives to it. And then we had this liquid latex mask that was just like a couple of pieces, like a chin, a nose, and maybe some like cheek parts that you would glue onto your face. And it didn't look great. It did not look great. It wasn't even like Costco level Freddy Krueger. It was pretty rough, man. Pretty rough. But I would do the laugh and shit. I guess it was good that I didn't have the real Freddy Krueger glove back then and run around with it. I would have probably hurt myself, like fallen over and stabbed myself. Even though the blades are not sharp, it could have gotten dangerous. As Agent Fox Mulder is coming to chime in. Are you excited for Halloween, buddy? I don't think I'm going to bother handing candy out to kids. I have yet to do that here. I don't know that many people would go down this road other than people that live on this road. I guess if you're out walking, it makes sense. And you see, I don't know. I think maybe you could get a decent amount of people, but also, do I really want to spend the night doing that? And I love me some Halloween. But I love scaring people and shit. I'd have to rig something up with that. Anyway, yeah. I did watch, this isn't really Halloween related, although it's kind of Halloween-ish. Superheroes are kind of Halloween-ish. I did finish out Gen V. They put out the whole season now. And warning, spoiler alerts ahead. I did like this season 2. I don't like it as much as The Boys. You know, The Boys is, that's solid gold. Solid gold. Soldier Boy, solid Soldier Boy gold. But I like kind of the direction they're going with. And I'm going to spoil the end. Thomas Godolkin, the big bad that turns out to be in Gen V, you find out he's the big bad, and it does look like Gen V has not been renewed by Amazon for a third season. So I guess that's why they really tied that in with The Boys, because it seems like, I'm going to venture to guess, they're going to have a big bad. They're going to take Marie Moreau from Gen V and have her battle Homelander, is what they're leaning towards. I was hoping that Thomas Godolkin, I liked him, like once we finally get him, I did like that character, and I was hoping, you know, maybe we'd see Godolkin versus Homelander, you know, two evil bastards fighting it out, but it would appear that that's not going to happen, because he looked like he was pretty dead at the end. But, you know, I would imagine, you know, maybe they had initially planned on possibly a third season with Gen V, and then really wanted to scrub it since, I don't know the actor's name, but he, I think his character's name was Chase, I think, but he passed away in a motorcycle accident in between the two seasons there. And I think they did the right move with the show. They killed him off in the show and didn't bother doing like some kind of deep fake or AI shit to put him in there and like kill him off that way. They just explained how he died in a heroic way. And, you know, he was a pivotal character because they did, of course, bring his dad into a lot of season two. And, of course, he is the real reason they could take down Godolkin was was Chase's dad, Polaris, I think is his name, the superhero name. But yeah, that was fun stuff. That was good entertaining stuff. I am excited. Of course, there is. I mean, we're just weeks away from like Stranger Things. Yeah, I'm a little out of it. Stranger Things final season. I think they first put out a few episodes on Thanksgiving. So once that hits, we'll be seeing some of that. And we've got, of course, Fallout season two in like December. There's a lot of good shit to be seen on TV. I have not seen the new Tron yet. I think I'll wait to see it at home when it goes on Disney Plus because I really don't care about Jared Leto. You know, I love me some Tron. I didn't see the original in the theater because that came out when I was like 1 year old or something like that. I want to say. I'm pretty sure it came out in the 80s while I was alive, but I was way too young to be seeing it in the theater or remember seeing it in the theater. I am a little distracted because I am watching the Blues play here. And they're up 3-0 on Detroit. Of course, by the time I... Hey, buddy. No. Don't lay up there. Okay? He's trying to lay up on top of the PC, which wouldn't be a problem. But there is a grate on the top for air, and then the cat hair is going to get all in there. And also the power button is right up there. So he could just shut off my system and just, end the show real fast. It is good to see the Blues do good for a game. Of course, the last game was a little rough, but there was excitement, you know, they brought it back at one point to one goal. They did lose 7-4 against Utah, but, do love watching some hockey. But, I forgot where I was going with anything. I think I was done with Gen V. We're talking, Fallout is coming up. Tron. Yeah, I imagine it won't take real long for that to hit Disney Plus. I'll watch it. But again, Jared Leto. Just not a fan of the Leto. And I did eventually watch Morbius, which I thought was all right, but again, it's Jared Leto, and like I probably would have really enjoyed it if it wasn't Jared Leto. I did watch it, and it was an entertaining film. It does look like he is, unfortunately, you know, a major character in this film, which just disappoints me. I am very disappointed, Disney. Which, again, I was getting to that I don't think I saw Tron, the original Tron, in the theaters. I did see it on Laserdisc. We had that owned, I believe, a copy of that on Laserdisc. So we watched the shit out of the original Tron. And then, of course, was it 2010-ish when the second Tron came out? I did go see that one in the theater. And, you know, I love the dude. I love Jeff Bridges, whether it be Tron or the Big Lebowski. And he is in, of course, the new Tron Ares. So, I mean, there's some reasons to enjoy that, you know? Who knows how long the dude's going to be with us? I know he's had some health problems the last few years. I don't remember. What exactly was it? Like leukemia or something. It was something serious. I don't recall what. But you know, he's still been working, so I guess he's doing all right. I haven't heard any news on his health in a while, but, I do love the dude. The dude abides. I do need to go back and watch like more horror films though. You know, the problem is I've just been working so much overtime and I don't have, oh my gosh, the Blues are up 4-0. Jake Neighbors got his second goal of the night. That means 6 goals this season. He is on fucking fire. In fuego. I do need to... Yeah, the overtime makes it a little difficult to get in time to watch movies. as we're working 10-hour shifts when we're not working Saturdays now. And then the weeks we're working Saturdays, we work 9-hour shifts plus the Saturday. As Agent Fox Mulder is on top of the desk again, looking. Go get it. No. I tried to get him to go chase some stuff, and he did not go for it. Oh, I think he's going for it now. I think he's. I think the Red Wings are about to pull their goalie. Yes. I've got like four things going on in front of me, and it's a little distracting, especially when I'm not on my A game. But yeah, back to, I was watching some YouTube videos of, which I did just get a new phone finally that I thought I was going to get before going to Germany. It did not get here. I believe the tariffs are fucking it all up because they've got low supplies and, apparently there's a long wait period to get these. And I got it the day they, released it or started selling them. And, but the initial date, like at the store, he's like, oh yeah, you should get that before you leave. And, you know, honestly, had I known it wasn't going to get here on time before the trip, I would have said, fuck it. Why do I need a new phone? Other than the fact that the speaker's all fucked up on my old phone, which is annoying. I just had to turn the volume down a lot, which is probably for the best, you know, probably better for my ears. If I don't crank the speakers as much as possible. But yeah, I did get the new phone in finally and got the shit transferred from my old phone, turned in the old phone. And because I was, you know, talking about YouTube and I had to re-sign into YouTube, I had to go through some stuff to get that working. Anyway, it's not bad. I still feel like, you know, do I really need a new phone for what I use it for? Not really. Bit of a waste. Get new phones all the time. My phone bill is lower now though, because I didn't do the early upgrade thing this time and turning in my phone. I got a deal to where like my phone bill is actually lower, which is like the one bill that is lower now as everything else is going through the fucking roof. Everything. Holy fuck. How can people survive out there right now? It's fucking bad. What I was getting at with the YouTube though is, I was watching stuff on The Return of the Living Dead, the classic film that isn't a true sequel to, Night of the Living Dead. It is actually a meta sequel, so they are aware of the film in Return of the Living Dead. I haven't watched that movie since I was a kid. I remember enjoying it. It's a horror comedy, much like Evil Dead. Though the original Evil Dead, I would say, is more just straight up horror. And of course, holy shit, the Blackhawks player had 98 mile per hour slap shot. Fuck me, that's gonna hurt getting hit with. Anyway. I did seeing that like on the YouTube video that made me go like, you know what? I should maybe watch some old school, zombie flicks. Cause I rarely ever watch zombie movies anymore. You know, Walking Dead kind of burnt me out on a lot of zombie stuff, which, you know, I went through and saw all of the Walking Dead, all of 30 plus seasons. No, there's quite a few seasons, but not that much. I did see two seasons of the Daryl Dixon show and then one season of the one with Negan and Maggie shit. Was it, Dead City or something? And then of course I saw all of Fear the Walking Dead. So I've seen the almost 99% of the Walking Dead that's out there. And yeah, that it's made me a little burnt out, but there's some classics, man. I should go back and do Night of the Living Dead. I haven't seen that one in probably a couple of decades. I think that's a must. Maybe throw in Return of the Living Dead. I mean, there's so many great horror films. The old classics, you know? as opposed to the Final Destination 35. Oh shit! I'm catching a fight. Catching a fight in the Blues. There is like half the team or half the guys on the ice getting into it with the Red Wings. That's very reminiscent of the old days when the Blues were in the same division as the Red Wings. And they would get into some great fights. The 90s, man, the 90s Blues-Red Wings games were fantastic. There was so much fighting going on, just blood on the ice. Anyway, speaking of hockey, as I keep digressing in different directions here, there is... There's a new podcast, which I may or may not have brought this up before. I don't recall. Brett Hull, legendary Blue Note, Brett Hull. And Kelly Chase, another Blues alumni, have started a podcast, Ice Guardians. And I believe they're doing a documentary as well. I don't know when the documentary is supposed to be released. I'm guessing they're still working on it. But they've done three episodes now. I've seen two of the episodes. I can relate to those guys tell the stories quite a bit. But they had Tony Twist on, another former Blue Note, this last episode. And Kelly Chase and Tony Twist were just nonstop talking about fights they'd gotten into. And one was pretty nuts. Like, Tony Twist is not a normal person. Like, had it not been for hockey, that guy would have been... Riley gone to jail and like stayed in jail. Like, he is, oh man, like they were. I'm gonna get the details all fucking wrong on this, but they had they were having like I don't know if it was training camp or what. I think it was already they were both on the Blues at the time, Kelly Chase and Tony Twist, and yeah, they were going to a training. Had all their pads on and shit. And I don't think they were in the same vehicle. Maybe they were. But Tony Twist was driving the vehicle and some guy was road raging on him. I guess went and like cut him off or something. And Tony Twist is apparently not the guy you want to do that to. As he went to a stoplight. And then once the guy stopped at the stoplight, Tony Twist got out of the car, pulls the guy out and beats the shit out of him. But then him and Kelly Chase were saying that, you know, you had a bunch of guys in hockey gear. It wasn't too hard to find them. Dude, who did this? I hope the dude was a hockey fan, you know? I'm assuming he pressed charges. but, oh, man. I'm glad, you know, I used to do some stupid shit when I was first learning driving, or first driving, rather, when I first had a driver's license. And I would get pissed off a lot. I try not to get pissed off these days. You never know, dude. You know, that's some risky shit, man. You cut somebody off or just ride their ass, do some road rage. Somebody could stop and then pull out a gun or do whatever, man. It's no good. Oh, Detroit got on the board. It's 4-1 now. That's all right. One goal's not the end of the world. Anyway. But, yeah, that, like, I would, if you love hockey, check out the Ice Guardians. Not a sponsor of this show, that's for sure. Though I feel like I could get along with Brett Hull, you know? I feel like, I mean, just talking hockey and just like hearing the stories from those 90s, those days is just in hockey in general, you know? I've got Bobby Plager's book, I never did quite finish. I'm about halfway through on. I read it while I'm playing Call of Duty and waiting for the matches to load. Because it's like each chapter is like a different story. Or there's several stories in each chapter. So it's a good one to read just like a little bit. It's not like an overlying theme. But yeah, Bobby Plager's book, Tales from the St. Louis Blues Locker Room. Which apparently Plager was quite the Blue to meet. I'm sure he would have been one of the first guests that they would have on the Ice Guardians if he was still with us. Unfortunately, he has passed on. But I did see Wayne Babich do an interview on the Blues YouTube channel where he was saying that the year that the Blues won the Cup, it was in January when they were in last place. Bobby Plager was going to go to a game with Wayne Babich. And I think they were meeting up at the airport or something like that. He's like, you're going to have a hard time noticing me. I think he had cancer. And maybe he's alluding to that. You won't recognize me. And then Wayne Babich gets up to him and he's wearing a bag over his head. And then they, of course, go on to win the Stanley Cup that year. So pretty great. But Bobby Plager, man, he was quite the practical joker. And you hear a lot of his tales in that, of course, in the tales from the St. Louis Blues locker room. A lot of hazing back in the day. You know, it's unfortunate. The Blues, I feel like maybe they kept Scotty Bowman longer. Because, you know, he would go on to win, I believe it's still this. Like, Scotty Bowman, I think, has the most Stanley Cups out of a coach. I could be wrong on this. Maybe it's changed now. Did Florida fuck that up? Scotty Bowman, of course, was the first coach of the St. Louis Blues. And he only had, what, like 3 seasons, I want to say, as the Blues head coach? I would have loved to have seen, you know, what the team would have been had he stayed on there for a long period of time. But, you know, that there's no point in looking back on that. Sports is, you know, what it is. You can't change. Back to the Future 2 isn't real. You can't go get a betting book and then go back in time and then bet on all the games. A stat book and then, you know, go back in time and bet on the games. Though that would be handy because gambling is everywhere now and it's getting absurd. I haven't really watched much of anything on it yet. I know there's the big several NBA players and like a coach. They're involved in a big illegal gambling thing, which I am not shocked at all. The gambling shit is like overnight. That stuff has gotten just bad. There's just a fuck ton of money to be made in sports betting. And then, of course, when players can make money off that on the side, you know, of course they're going to fucking do that. It's like always been the case. You know, you got the Black Sox of whatever fucking year that was. It was a long time ago, like 100 years ago or whatever. Pete Rose. Fucking. And they didn't have quite the easy access to it as we do now. The fucking apps are just insane. And the bets you can make, the prop bets, it's like, who's actually making money doing these? Who's winning? I have yet to do any gambling like that. I'll buy a Powerball ticket, but I know that I'm 99.99999% not going to win that. There's only a 0.001% chance. 1 out of 350 million. I think it is to win that. But you know, that's the gambling I'll be up to, but I expect to lose that. You know, and it's not money that is going to send me to the shit house, you know, or, you know, to the gutters. I'm going to be able to afford to pay my bills after that. Not going to have to do another second mortgage or another home equity loan to fuel my gambling habit. This Gatorade is fucking amazing. Fucking amazing. I was like, I keep going on different tangents here, going down different rabbit holes. I guess this is what happens when you're kind of watching a hockey game and also podcasting. Maybe not the best thing to do. I imagine, you know, I'll go back to watching horror films. Yeah. Night of the Living Dead. I think that is a must. That is definitely one I'll be watching. Maybe some Romero with, Dawn of the Dead, which is, I think, the true sequel to Night of the Living Dead is, Dawn of the Dead. And that one takes place in the mall. And, of course, there's the, I don't remember what year it came out. There was the remake of that, Dawn of the Dead, with Ving Rhames, which is a solid one. I definitely Enjoy that one. I was watching a documentary about Kane Hodder on Amazon Prime. And I may or may not have seen this documentary before. I feel like I probably did. But I don't recall. I didn't remember. I know I've seen stuff on Kane Hodder before. Of course, he is most notably known for playing Jason in Part 7, or Friday the 13th, Part 7, 8, 9, Jason X. And he got shafted for Freddy vs. Jason. They decided to go a different route, which is kind of fucked up, because everybody wanted Kane Hodder to play him in that movie. And, you know, he's friends with Robert Englund. He wanted to, you know, work with his buddy. But, of course, he got shafted for that. He did, of course, get to back. Fuck. He was able to play Jason one more time in Friday the 13th, The Game. He did all the motion capture for that. So that was pretty awesome, which I think is a lot of the reason why that game's so fucking awesome. I mean, the guy, he moves like Jason. You know, he does all the classic kills and stuff. And definitely, it sucks that he was shafted for the Freddy vs. Jason, but I didn't remember, at least, maybe I did know at some point, is that Wes Craven, the creator of A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original director and writer, talked to Kane Hodder about becoming Freddy Krueger before he went with Robert Englund. And because of the fact that Kane Hodder has severe burns all over his body, he did a burn stunt out in the desert with no safety, no fire extinguishers, no nothing, no, not near water or anything to cool off. He used some rubber cement he wasn't used to, and he burnt the shit out of himself. Was in a burn unit for like 6 months. I couldn't tell you the name of the documentary. Just look up Kane Hodder on Amazon Prime. You'll find it. But yeah, I mean, that, because of that, yeah, he's got burns like all over his body. And Wes Craven wanted to use an actual burn victim because he thought that would add to the character. Is that, well, maybe just to the fact, too, that they didn't have to do as much makeup. That being said, though, I can't imagine anybody other than Robert Englund being Freddy Krueger. I mean, he is that character. And I like Kane Hodder, but it would have had a totally different feel to it. I don't know that we'd have a massive franchise like we do with spawning 6 or 7. I don't really count, or 8 films. If you count Freddy vs. Jason, I don't count that last piece of shit reboot with Jackie Earle O'Haley. Like, that's where it, you know, you see, like, a different person playing Freddy and how it doesn't translate well, because, you know, it takes a special person to bring a character to likable status, like a cult, you know, pop culture icon, out of someone that's, you know, on paper is just the most repulsive human to ever exist. I mean, he's a pedophile. He murders children. He's a evil, nasty bastard. And Robert Englund, you know, you watch him and it's just like, oh, he's just the boogeyman. He's not, you don't really see the part where he's molesting children in it. Like, you get the idea that, yeah, he probably did. But I feel with Jackie Earle Haley, it really, like, oh, no, this dude is fucking children. And for somehow, you know, murdering teenagers instead of, you know, fucking them is somehow better. But, you know, I think, I don't know. I don't know that it would have been as great as a film. It just wouldn't have translated quite as well. Robert Englund pulled off quite the feat there. And I do need to go back and watch some of the others. I haven't watched anything besides A Nightmare 1 in a long time. And you get the second one that's all about the the gay stuff in the showers and stuff, which is pretty great. That one is super dark too, you know, because, you know, as it progressed, they got sillier and sillier, but that one still is very dark. But is definitely departs, I guess, from Wes Craven's original vision. Of course, part three is, I guess, you know, for me, like the best is Nightmare 1. Part 3, probably 2. New Nightmare might be the third one on that list, because that's another one where Wes Craven was actually involved with. And it's, you know, more of the serious stuff. But, you know, I love the other ones, like Part 4. And you got, some, I mean, classic kills, classic one-liners. Freddy's Dead even has some classic moments. I saw that in the theater, and when you saw that in the theater, you got to watch the final fight between Freddy and his daughter in 3D. You had to put the 3D glasses on, and you could watch him fight it out. That was... I saw several of them in the theater. I don't think I saw that. I was like 4 when the original one came out. I don't think my parents were taking me into the theater to see that one, but... You know, I saw many of them in the theater. I remember specifically seeing Freddy's Dead in the theater and watching the 3D, the old school red and blue 3D glasses. And, it was cool as shit. And he had the power glove in there. I had the power glove. That was exciting. Like, I was like Freddy. You forgot about the power glove! That shit was epic, man. Fucking epic. And man, I'm so like drained of energy. I'm like trying to force myself to finish up, to keep the pace going. It's like I'm in a marathon. I'm at mile 20. I still got like 6. I've, you know, ran all the first 20 miles without walking, but now I've got 6 miles to go. And it's like, oh, I'm gonna have to do some walking. And there's each mile just feels 10 times as long or more than the previous 20 miles you ran. It'll start fucking with you, man. It'll start fucking with you. Then you start questioning all of your life decisions and rethinking everything. You're like, oh man, I've made some bad decisions, including running this race. That kicks in about mile 20, 21. I feel like I'm at that mile marker right now. I'm at mile marker 20. Ugh. So much interesting stuff going on these days, though, outside of the horror and Halloween. You know, you got the destruction of the White House. That's fun. That's fun. Getting a little renovations, just flattening, you know, the whole wing to the White House. That is weird to see. I mean, I've heard a lot of people comment on it, about saying that it looks just like right out of like Independence Day or some other movie where they destroy the White House. That is the symbol to know that they're destroying America, is to attack the White House and demolish it. And that's what exactly is going on right now. Oh, good times. Good times. I had other shit I was going to bring up, and, my brain is blanking. It's blinking. Blinking. But hey, at least my computer's working now. My brain may not be functioning, but my computer is. That's a plus. Yeah, this is I've got like flu-like symptoms going on. So I've got like real fatigued and whatnot. And yeah, my brain is just fried. I am looking, yeah, again, back to speaking of like A Nightmare on Elm Street, and I really enjoy what they did with Stranger Things season 4 with Vecna. I mean, that is very much obviously the Duffer Brothers, big fans of Robert Englund and A Nightmare on Elm Street, and love them some Freddy, as I mean, that character's right out of A Nightmare on Elm Street. And then what they do with the house, you know, they have the fucking stained glass door and stuff. Like they have kind of a house, like evil house kind of feel, like with the Nightmare House. And of course they had Robert Englund in there in season 4, who is Vecna's father and is thought to be the real killer, but he's turns out it was his son all along. Spoiler alert. I don't think that we'll probably get Robert Englund again, but it would be pretty awesome to have Robert Englund back in Stranger Things. Maybe he's going to be the secret to actually defeating Vecna. You know, he's been the big bad forever. It'd be great to see him come back and just he's got the power. Robert Englund. The heel turn. Well, the opposite of a heel turn. The baby face turn. It still would have been great to see him and Kane Hodder, you know, Freddy versus Jason. Oh, what I was going to get into is I've seen several other Kane Hodder films, but really the Friday 13th ones are the ones I enjoy. I knew that he did an Ed Gein film. I watched that. I mean, it was not great. It's better than that Netflix piece of shit that's supposed to be the true story Ed Gein that is just fucking terrible. I haven't watched the whole thing. I have a hard time watching it. They made so much shit up. And there's just so much not true in there. And Ed Gein was a fucked up, disgusting human being. Like, you don't have to make shit up. Like, he's, you know, there's plenty of stuff that would be compelling to watch on screen. Just saying. As, I didn't know, however, and I need to remember to look this up. I didn't realize that Kane Hodder played BTK as the serial killer Dennis Rader, Bind, Torture, Kill, which I just recently watched a docu, was it like, it might have been a video on YouTube, I don't know. I don't think it was a series. But I watched stuff on some kind of documentary or whatever on Dennis Rader. And my buddy Toddy, he lived in Wichita. I don't know how close to Dennis Rader. As far as I know, he was young when he lived in Wichita, but I don't know that his parents ever met Dennis Rader. I feel like I would have heard that at some point had they, you know, oh, yeah, we used to go to his church or something. That dude was fucked up. But I need to go back and watch that Dennis Rader film, and he looks a lot like Dennis Rader in the film, which is creepy as fuck. Dennis Rader is one of the most fucked up killers out there. And he was, in the 70s sometime he started killing people? Then he had like a family and laid off a little bit, stopped fucking with the press and the cops, and would kill every once in a while, but then he decided he wanted the attention again and started sending shit back to the cops and the press. And the dumbass, I love what got Dennis Rader caught. That is, this guy, you know, he had, oh man, Detroit scored again. No, guys, come on, defense. We're almost through the second period. Let's not shit the bed here. Anyway, Dennis Rader, again, yeah, I don't remember if he had just seen like something on the TV of something recent. I'm guessing, I don't know if it was ever, if anybody even knows why he started. Oh, you know what? I know what it was. It was a Netflix documentary. It was about the daughter of BTK. It was a very interesting watch. That was what I'd watched. I'd recommend it. Because, man, you know, she thought she had a good family-ish. You know, her dad could be an asshole from what it sounded like within the home. That he could be very mean, but, you know, he didn't kill any of his family. There was that. But, yeah, what got him caught is, I guess, you know, for whatever reason, you know, maybe he saw some TV program about BTK and was like, you know what, I need to get this back up. I need to, oh, shit. Oh, man, Detroit just scored again. Son of a bitch. As they're about to tie it up. 4-3. They've almost tied it up going to the second. As, oh man, this is this is disheartening. This is way too distracting, but you know, I don't have much time. Again, I'm working a lot of overtime, so being able to... And we got Benner in goal. Like, Hofer's been pretty bad. He's been going through some shit. I don't know. Maybe Benner's just tired. Anyway. But BTK was corresponding with the police again, and he wanted to give them a disc of information. And I don't know if he just started getting a lot of brain rot with being older, because, you know, that'll happen. Brain rot's a real thing, especially as you age, dementia, whatnot. But he had messaged the cops and said, like, hey, would you be able to track me down? This is like the dumbest shit like I've ever heard. Like, you've literally gotten away with, I don't remember how many murders. It was a lot. The ones that we know about. And it sounds like he was probably responsible for others. And he, messaged the cops that, like, hey, can you track the... to see where this came from if I give you a floppy disk, basically. And if not, he's like, let's be honest. And of course they're going to lie to you about that. Like, you are dumb as shit. Why would they not lie about that? There is no law that says they have to tell you the truth about whether or not they can track your location via, you know, fucking CD or whatever it was he used. And yeah, he did that. He sent him a disc. And of course it had metadata on there that said where this shit was saved to it. It was went to the church where he lived. And they, boom, they found out the username that was in the computer when it was saved was Dennis. They found out there was only one Dennis that was there at the church. That was part of the staff. And, yeah, that is like the dumbest shit ever, man. Like, you are a fucking idiot. You're a disgusting human being and a fucking idiot. So that's, but like, how did he not fuck up? Like, that's definitely a sign of brain rot, though. I'm thinking the younger Dennis Rader wasn't that stupid. Although, you know, he didn't have access to computers, I guess, earlier in the day. So he wouldn't, I don't know why. It's like, you know, he thought that he was buddies with the cops. Like, we've got a rapport. Like, you know, good gamesmanship. Like, you wouldn't dare pull trickery to, you got to find me the right way. Like, what the fuck did he think? Like, you fucking idiot, man. Ugh. I have often wondered, though, if my buddy, I don't think I've ever asked him about that. I haven't seen him in a while. If they were anywhere near, like, Dennis Rader. And, I mean, that documentary on Netflix is gets into some shit. Whereas that church that he was at, he actually brought at least one person that he murdered there. Like, the body. He brought the body there and just... Yeah, this guy's... fucking monster. And then, you know, going back and doing, you know, the service on Sunday or whatever. So you're like, I'm going to bind, torture, kill somebody at the church here, and then we're going to do our service. And, you know, going to have some fun. Whatever. But I would like to see that Kane Hodder movie on BTK. It looks like it might be good. As let's see what IMDb says about it. As I, you know, let's see, BTK. Ba-ba-ba, there's, you know, a lot of 2008. I was thinking it was later than that. There's a few shit. There was one in 2005. I think it was only like a year or two before that they fucking found him. They put that out quick. Maybe it was 2000, 2001. I don't remember when they caught him. 2008, it was with the Kane Hodder one, so it's been a minute. That's freaking me out, seeing him as fucking BTK, man. Only rated 4.1 stars. That's a shame. I like Kane Hodder, but, you know, he's... The movies where he's not in full makeup don't seem to do as well, and I just don't know that... you know, there's directors that want to put them in a role that without like the prosthetics and stuff. Like, it's just very low budget movies where he gets to actually take the makeup off. This is a shame. I'd like to see him be himself in a, you know, better movie. The Ed Gein movie with him is only 3.7. You know, I'm quite curious. What is the Ed Gein story on Netflix? That better be a low one, but I feel like it's going to be too high. Here we go. This is going to be way too high, I'm thinking. 7.8 out of 10. You motherfuckers. I knew it. They were going to... let's see what people have to say about this, because this is so not true. motherfuckers. I just want to see. Damn it. This is disappointing. It sent me to the wrong page. As it did have like land on, like, this weird. Why is it doing weird shit? Let's see here. Where's the goddamn? I'm trying to look. That is like way too high. These people must not know much about Ed Gein, or they just don't give a shit. Like, this is you know, I guess it is entertaining to watch, but it's hard for me to watch the whole thing. Oh no, I'm looking at the Jeffrey Dahmer one. My bad. Or no, this is the Ed Gein. This is fucking weird. Why the fuck isn't it? I'm going down, and then it's. You fuckers. They changed around their shit. User reviews. Here we go. Yeah. This one says 7 out of 10. And it says in the title here, Ed Gein, or more like inspiration for another fictional character. Starts with, I'm deeply disappointed. But 7 out of 10 stars. Terrible. On this... They're talking about Evan Peters. Evan Peters isn't in this. This is reviews for the monster Jeffrey Dahmer. They're fucking this all up, man. They're fucking this all up. Yeah, this is all Dahmer reviews. This isn't the monster, the Ed Gein story. What the fuck, man? This is fucked up. Like, why the hell... Yeah, it is not even... They're fucking with the numbers by not even putting actual reviews for this goddamn... What the fuck? Oh, I guess because Monsters is the series, but they're not talking about... Okay, so they're... The Jeffrey Dahmer, I forgot what the first season is. So they're not talking much about the Ed Gein. but, yeah. That's what's skewing the numbers here. The monster, they had the Menendez brothers and the Dahmer. And the Menendez brothers are great. I love that one. I don't know how much truth there is to that. Although I watched some stuff. I feel like that one's decent amount of truth in there. A lot more than the Ed Gein one. But I should probably go back and watch some Psycho. You know, that'd be another good one for the projector. Like the original Psycho, maybe, you know, a couple more. I did watch Jaws. Maybe I mentioned that recently. Watching that on the big screen was nice. As it's been 50 years. Oh, one thing I was going to mention, like, it's also been 40 years since the release of Back to the Future. And, of course, you know, they're trying to make the documentary with Doc Crosser, I think is his name. And... They haven't found the guitar yet. Apparently, they found the guitar from part two, but they are still searching for the Marvin Berry guitar from the Enchantment Under the Sea dance that Marty plays Johnny B. Goode on. And still apparently don't know where that guitar is. but they did release... A custom shop, very limited run of Gibson Back to the Future guitars. And no, I'm not going to buy it. I think they were sold out immediately. Like, before you could even actually pre-order them, like, people were already, as soon as they heard about it, they were getting a hold of their dealers. Like, I'm buying this now. I don't care how much it costs. I'm buying it. Because this collectible shit, you know, it goes through the roof immediately after buying it. Like, you could turn around and probably make 10 grand off of owning that. Though, you know, the guitar is priced at $1,985, I think. Or no. That would be a steal for this. $19,850, I think was... I think it's like, it's 20 grand. Yeah, I misspoke. And there's only 88 of them. There's 88 of them because, you know, you have to get to 88 miles per hour. And they got some cool case candy, but I can't pay for any guitar that kind of price. I don't like the prices that I paid for guitars already. You know, I can't fathom. But, you know, it'd be one of those things. I could hold on to it for a few years and possibly make a killing. But... I've never sold a guitar really, other than maybe my first electric. I either gave that away or sold it. I don't recall. It was so long ago. I've given other ones away. I had a bass that I gave. But they have this model. It has like a flux capacitor in the guitar case. Like, you open up the little spot where they usually have, like, the Gibson tools and stuff, like your little Allen wrenches and shit. It's got a flux capacitor in there. And they got a bunch of other shit, like a DeLorean key. The picture that Marty has where his family's disappearing, they've got that. So you can put it on the headstock while you're playing, which is pretty cool. Pretty fucking cool. But they do have, you know, they were kind enough to put out an Epiphone model. And it's only $1,000 as of right now. I feel like tariffs are going to fuck that all up. But they only released 1,985 of those. It's still a very limited run. So even getting an Epiphone is going to be a little difficult because that movie inspired thousands upon thousands of people to play guitar. It is such an iconic movie. And I think even people that don't play guitar are going to want that just to hang on the wall and be like, it's fucking Marty McFly's guitar. It's Marvin Berry. They got on the case the Marvin Berry and the Starlighters, and it's pretty great. But I'm not going to buy the Epiphone either. I'm just going to state that now. I don't think I'm going to go back on that. I'm pretty sure. I got to majorly cut back my spending these days, so I plan on not doing that as of right now. But I guess that's really all I've got. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.